Right, and the final statement from Councillor McWilliams.
Yes, thank you, Chair. As you are aware, the Care Quality Commission made an unannounced visit on Wednesday, the 12th of November, to the Accident and Emergency Department, and the Emergency Assessment Unit, EAU, at Colchester Hospital. The hospital's trust received verbal feedback from the CQC that evening. The report and outcomes of the inspection shall be known in due course. One of the main concerns the CQC had were the numbers being admitted to and cared for in A&E and EAU. The number of people attending A&E had risen that week, and due to the pressures on the hospital, a major incident was declared on the Thursday morning on the 13th of November. This was supported by the North East Essex CCG, who gave out a press release asking people to only attend A&E for serious or life-threatening conditions, such as loss of consciousness, heavy blood loss, suspected broken bones, persistent chest pain, difficulty breathing, overdoses and ingestion of or poisoning. They ask that those people with minor injuries, such as cuts, sprains and minor burns, attend walk-in medical centres or minor injury units. By Monday the 17th of November, the number of attendees to A&E were down to 115, compared with the normally expected 160 to 170. By Friday the 21st of November, 38 elective surgery cases, non-emergency and non-cancer, were reluctantly postponed. New dates for the surgery would be made within 28 days. Day case procedures have not been affected. The major incident continues. Information is updated regularly and is available on the hospital's website. Much has already been done to address some of the issues and concerns the CQC had raised. Partners are working with the Trust to ensure there are better flows through the hospital to then go out into the community. Multi-agency meetings have taken place. I'm sure members will appreciate that the information provided so far is factual and that there are many other questions that need to be answered. As portfolio holder with responsibility for health community leadership for Tendring District Council, I have arranged for the Chief Executive Officer of Colchester Hospital University Foundation Trust, Dr. Lucy Moore, to attend our next local health and wellbeing board meeting. And as chairman, I am extending an invitation to all members to attend that meeting to ask your questions. The meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, the 3rd of December at 10 a.m. in the Chamber at Wheely Council offices. To ensure that we get full answers to our questions and to avoid duplication, I would be grateful if members could provide their questions to be put to the Chief Executive Officer by the close of business this Friday, the 28th of November, to Mr. John Fox. I look forward to seeing you at the meeting.